Alrighty, full go. Welcome to the superhero training. Sorry I'm late. My sincere apologies. I was caught in the drama, surrendered to the golden flow. Yes. Wonderful. How we looking? The lawnmower's just started up behind me. The roosters are all going to be coming around real soon. You know how everything gets exciting when we start broadcasting superhero training. So how you all going, you superheroes? We've been practicing that homework. What's the most important thing in life? I want the answers right now on that Gmail, on that chat. What's the most important thing in life? There's 23 of you. I want 23 answers out there. I'm just going to close my eyes and breathe the living love, the living truth. And I'm going to go deeper into my heart and give thanks in my heart of hearts for the presence of the almighty oneness, the grace, as I look up to the light within me. Yes. So I receive and I give blessings. Sakash. One of my favorite words. Sakash. It's like the truth and the light all in one little package. And you can, if you're embodying it, if you're having the experience of the living God within you, like David coming down to meet Goliath. He was full of the living God. That's a living truth, a living light. The essence of life, the spirit of life, the nature of life. When you're full of that, you radiate it. Like a lighthouse. Like a lighthouse, might house in the world. And founded on the rock of faith. In Sanskrit, they call that nizche. It doesn't wobble around. It never wobbles around just because the appearance of the drama is buckling and warping and doing funky stuff. Rock solid. Yes. Rock solid. Yes, yes, yes. So where are we at in the superhero training? Where are we at? Where are we at? We're on health. We're on the biology of peace. We're discussing the support strategies, the protocols that allow you as an individual, as an individualized point of consciousness, which is a living stream of infinite potential, that living stream to flow through as divinity and illuminate and animate this physical form that's appearing on the great screen of life. And you can experience that physical form appearing on the great screen of life as a detached observer. And you know that you are animating this. That's why when the physical body is classified as dead, all the bits are in it. Everything's in there. All of it. The brain's in there. The heart's in there. It's all there. All of it is there, except life itself. So basically, death just proves, the death of the physical body just proves over and over and over that something in the physical body is who we are and what we are. We love that news. That's such great news. So as that light, that consciousness, that living truth, that living love flows into the biology through the cellular structure, we want to have the perfect receptivity for that in the cellular structure. We want the perfect container. That's what we're into as superheroes. We're into nutritional protocols and lifestyle protocols so that we can provide the fundamental crucible, the container, where this light, this love, this living truth, this energy, this consciousness can land. And what it's landing in is primarily liquid. And what affects the quality of the liquid in our cellular structure more than anything is the way we think and the way we feel. The vibratory resonance of our thoughts and feelings. That's what really affects the quality of the cellular structure, the liquid in the cellular structure. And of course, nutrition does as well, massively. What you eat and what you drink, of course it does. But the most significant ones, the way we think and the way we feel. And if we're not eating healthy food, if we're not supplementing our diets with high frequency superfood strategies and herbal strategies, and we're not drinking pure water and alkalized water and magnesium, high magnesium water, and we are not getting those herbal formulas into us, and we're just on the SAD diet. Isn't that so appropriate? The standard American diet, how sad that makes you. It makes your biology very sad and very depressed, because everything just clogs up. And so what we've been looking at in the first couple of weeks is of this health section of the superhero training is how to unclog that sponge, unclog the cellular structure. It's a very simple model. There's a sponge. It's called your physical body, your cellular structure. And that sponge is the micro channels in there, which are incredibly tiny, these micro channels, the little rivers that the blood flows down, that the lymph flows down, that fluid flows through in your physical body. The main reason why organs degenerate, why you break down, is because those little micro channels get clogged up. They got clogged up with a sticky gunk that is the residue of partially digested, undigested foods, and the byproduct of eating unnatural foods, overeating, and the wrong combinations of stuff that just don't go together very well. So I'm going to be sending out a document to all you guys very shortly called The Biology of Peace. It's a very comprehensive work in progress. I wouldn't say it was absolutely finished yet, but you are going to receive, I don't think it's like a couple of hundred pages in a PDF file, of the most fundamentally potent and relevant information available in the world that I've been able to find through doing about 20-25 years of hardcore research on this subject. And it breaks it down into very, very, very simple principles. Principles like hydration, alkalization, mineralization, oxygenation, all based on this simple model that consciousness, the light and the love that you are, is flowing into biology, into creation, into the physical world, through the cellular structure. And it's landing, that energy, that light, is landing in a liquid environment. And that liquid environment is massively affected by the way you think and the way you feel. So our primary consideration as superheroes is to be on our game. Be on our game all the time. This is what warrior awareness is. How am I feeling right now? And if I'm not feeling in the states that I want to feel, then what am I going to do about that? Number one is this communion with the oneness. This meeting with the eternal, the ocean of love that laps against the shores of our soul, as we offer our hearts to that relationship and we look up within to the light above us. And if we can't see that light and feel that light cascading in through our higher consciousness, then we imagine a golden field of flowers with the golden sun shining on that field, and we just give thanks in our heart and let that light pour into our hearts as we're breathing deeply into our bellies, and we take that whole experience right down into the bowels of our physical being, the roots of the ego in the physical world, and the roots of that ego and that soul nexus interface where the ancestral vibrations are, the memories, the old stuff in our bowels, in our balls, in our wombs, in our legs, in our butts, deep down. We want to breathe, full body breathing, fill ourselves up with the breath of life, not just fresh air or toxic air wherever you are, the consciousness, the living breath of God. There's a beautiful song by Ricky Byers Beckwith. She sings, "The breath of God is breathing me," and she it goes on. There's, "The love of God is loving me, the light of God is illuminating me, but the breath of God is breathing me. The breath of God is breathing me. It's breathing me, the breath of God." And remember, we're talking about the living God. You can say life. You know, we're talking about life in its entirety. Not these little gods, not these extraterrestrials that might have come and genetically manipulated us, or the deities, or the, you know, all the lesser gods, all these egomaniacs with the seemingly way more powerful than those little human beings that have been controlling and dictating all the way through the historical records, chronicled and attempted to be destroyed. Not those things, not all that, the different gods in the Old Testament. I'm talking about the living God, that you can feel the experience of life itself pouring through you as you offer yourself like a grail, like a cup, and say, "Yes, yes, yes, fill me with your holy presence, make me whole." And I accept that, I accept that, I accept that. And the big deal is, will you accept it? Will you allow yourself to receive it? Because if it is infinite potential, as everyone is saying it is, everyone who's like doing any kind of research or presentation on this subject whatsoever is saying, hey, there's an infinite potential in there and out there. And all we have to do is tap into it. We're already connected. We're already part of it. It's already in every single cell. This is verified by science, quantum science, neuroimmunology, shamanic, the world of the shaman, the purest spiritual perspectives. You know, it's like verified over and over and over and over and over and over, validated. Okay, now what we're offering is an experience. What we're saying, hey, there's an experience available, and this is what we need to be tapping into. Here's the juice coming through, and it's up to me if I believe in this, not just believe in it, just have unshakable certainty that, hey, this is a fact, man. This is a fact, and I'm part of this, and it's mine. No one has to interfere. I don't need anyone else to come between me and that relationship. How can anyone come between me and my relationship with life? Unless I allow them to, unless I give my power away through some nonsense, which is all this, what ignorance is, when we ignore our unique connection to it all. And we ignore that, and then we're like looking around for someone or something to make us feel how we should be feeling when we move into that experience of at-one-ment, atonement, oneness, through surrender, in love, looking up within with so much gratitude and appreciation, and breathing that whole Holy Spirit into the cellular structure. And that makes us feel great. So that orientation that I've just described there is your awareness oriented to infinity and eternity within you and all around you, and also your attitude of gratitude, appreciation, and you are in a state of wonder, because it is so wondrous what we're dealing with here. Brother Michael's back from India, and we just had a lovely sharing, and he's around right now, so hopefully he's going to be available to come at the end of this broadcast and give a few blessings. When we were just talking about the wonder of it all, it's so wondrous, existing in a state of amazement. That's why it is amazing grace. It's so beautiful. It's so, so beautiful. It's just, oh God, it's amazing. Life is amazing. and it's a living fuel that pours into you when you open yourself more and more and more and more and more to it. And it's mostly within you. You only have access to the wonder within you, because in truth nothing actually exists outside of us. It appears to, but it doesn't actually exist outside of us. But the way things appear to be, the manifestation of the way things appear to be, is increasingly more shocking to us in the material world right now. You know, with the way the governments and all the information, you know, being revealed on the through the conspiracy theory investigations. I don't really like that terminology, conspiracy theory, but you know what I mean. That category of investigation where individuals are doing a tremendous amount of research and they're digging up more and more and more and more and more evidence of the darkness that is being perpetrated by the government. Governmente, control the mind. Latin roots, check it out. Governmente, control the mind. That's what they're here to do. They're not here to serve you. If you haven't woken up to that one yet, then wakey wakey, rise and shine. We need to blow that model off, not through denial and not through attacking it through judgment, but through seeing the wonder of it. See the wonder of it. It's amazing that these individuals can be so devoid of conscience, and so out of touch with their heart centers, so out of touch with their souls, that they're just functioning like automatons, just driven with their agendas and bulldozing and bombing and destroying and investing so much of their energy in genocide. It is a wonder. So that's wonder on the negative end of the polarity universe that we're in. There's positive and there's negative, remember. It's a physical world. It's an electromagnetic universe. So we need an electromagnetic spectrum to flow between two poles, positive and negative, polarity. That is an example of the negative manifestations of wonder. And what we're into as superheroes is, yeah, we are repulsed by that. Yeah, we are angered by that. We might be frightened by that, intimidated by that. But our initiation is coming into a relationship with it where we are at peace with it. And we find the way to harness that so-called negative energy of anger, fear, or whatever it is that's being caused by the way life is appearing to be, what I'm choosing to look at. Instead of reacting emotionally in a negative way and attacking judgment, what appears to be, as a superhero I go into that I use the fuel of my anger. Okay, for me personally, it gets me angry when I see these things that are going on in the world. It makes me feel anger towards the darkness that is driving these forces, the pawns of this darkness. It really gets me into the red energy zone. So I take that fuel and I use that fuel as motivation to surrender judgment and positionality and go through the zero point of my peaceful connection with all of life, without judgment and without denial, in order to manifest in the physical material world, in the polarity universe, at the opposite end of the spectrum. So I stand in the world as a living embodiment of the solution to this other extreme on the other side. And that's what we're inviting you guys to do as well. But understand that by attacking it and being in judgment towards it and being in denial of it is just as bad. All you're doing is reinforcing it. You're guaranteeing the perpetuation of the manifestations of evil in the world. And so what we're saying is, hey, don't be in denial of it, and also don't judge it, but also take the fuel, use the fuel of the emotion that it spawns in you, and be honest about that. Live your truth. If it gets you angry, then demonstrate that. If your blood is boiling, then you need to vent. You need to vent. But most importantly, you need to harness that. That's a wave of energy coming through you. And red energy, the warrior's, the edge to the sword, what it does is it allows you, it gives you power to move forward. If you try and suppress that or deny that it's then and just go, yes, I'm a little sweetie pie. Everything's all so sweetie, sweetie, sweetie. And I'm just want to stay on my little pink cloud and pretend that I'm not angry at all and everything is just om shanti. But really inside of me, there's something that wants to break something, smash something. So what we're saying is, don't be in denial about this thing. Let it come through you, but don't stay stuck in it. Have this attitude of, yeah, everything's good, it's all moving. We don't need to be my intention is not to stay stuck here. Here it comes, I'm speaking my truth, I'm expressing my truth as it is right now, but it's moving. And my intention is to move through with the energy and move into ho'oponopono, which I know is my most powerful attitude. I'm sorry, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But if I've allowed that energy to flow, that anger to flow, the individual that's saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you, thank you, thank you, is so much more real. So much more real. And that's what the call is, to get real. To allow yourself to become really, really real. And in order to do that, you need to be full of this living truth, this living God that flows through the light, coming through your higher consciousness, through a pure heart that is offered to this union with the all that is, with the eternal, in innocence and integrity and complete surrender, without an agenda, without a holding pattern or withholding pattern, without the ego. You move in there in surrender. Surrender to the living love. Surrender to the God within you, to the goddess within you. Surrender to life within you in its pure, essential nature. Surrender to the oneness. This is the power up, power up, power up attitude and orientation of your awareness. Looking up within to the light. And take that light, let that light flow through from your higher centers into your heart. Let's do that right now. Just take a few breaths in your heart while you're looking up within. Well, I'll get us, our little friend here to...
Hey, Henry, shut up!
It's a wildlife at Noni Land, I'll tell you. So we're being initiated as we move forward in life. We're being initiated more and more and more to, can you stay in shape? You know, we were talking about health here. This is awareness and attitude, consciousness flowing into biology. Can you stay in shape? Your psychological shape, which is, you know, like a geometry. If we could photograph your brain, if we could photograph your mind, if we could photograph your mental body with a camera, I'm not talking about Kirlian photography here, which is going to show the light, but with a camera that was sensitive to geometry, that picked up the geometrics, when you move into that balanced equanimity and that connection with the all that is, through that surrender, through that sweet-hearted beingness, what happens is that your geometric becomes perfect. And so the Merkaba, or the light body that you as a spiritual being are traveling in, it's like a template, a blueprint before the physical manifestation, that Merkaba becomes geometrically perfect. And you need to be right in the center of it in order to allow the counter-rotating energy fields of the, you know, the masculine and the feminine energy as they're flowing together, the polarities of tremendous forces. You're talking about the power of life flowing through you. This is not a little thing here. We're talking about the internal, the infinite power. Not just these little, you know, we take one atomic particle, bing, out of creation, and we split that atomic particle, and we get nuclear reactions, and we know what that means, you know, atomic bombs. That's just something invisible that you can't even see. The exploration into nuclear energy and nuclear fission, you know, just shows us, proves to us absolutely, hands down, you know, how much energy there is in creation. Yeah, it's a big deal. So when we're breathing the power of life in consciously, in that love, in that surrender, in that innocence, we're activating ourselves as the living nuclear heroes, you know. It's not a little thing. So your power in terms of your ability to magnetize reality, your ability to affect atmospheres, your ability to affect the world, your consciousness, your presence as a human being in the world, you know, you're talking about supercharging yourself to the max. So you're staying in shape psychologically and also emotionally, psycho-emotionally, and spiritually, psycho-spiritually, by this zero-pointed orientation of your sense of self, your inner being, coming into that centeredness within you, where you're just balanced within your own personal thinking, feeling, acting geometry of your being. I hope that made sense. Counter-rotating energy fields, a holographic, miraculous, wonder-filled, amazing energy field that is you, uniquely you. We need to be zeroed in on the inner of that in order for the optimal vibrations to be moving through the cellular structure. And then we need the liquid, a high quality liquid, intracellular fluid, extracellular fluid, that allows the optimal manifestation, the synergy, the synthesis of that consciousness with the physical world through the liquid of the cellular structure. You know, this notion that we're 60, 70, 80, 90% water. Well, it's not water, it's liquid, and we need high quality liquid. That liquid needs to be of a certain quality. And I'm going to be doing some specials on water, because we're doing a lot of research right now. We've got an amazing water filter on the website right now, which we're showcasing, the Athena water filter. I can definitely highly recommend that water that comes out of that thing. Now, but what we're also understanding is how important the magnesium factor is in the cellular health equation, because we're all basically being trashed, you know, coming through, living in this world with so much ignorance, when we're, you know, completely ignoring our spiritual nature, completely ignoring the divine fusion, and therefore not getting the experience that's available to us, and the frustration of that, as you are literally denying the potential, the infinite potential of yourself that wants to flow through your cellular structure and express as you in the world as a physical human being. So you show up fully in the world with your full power. The frustration and the stress of not being synced up with who you truly are is massively significant. And so those stress levels, they have, you know, consequences, and one of the consequences is magnesium levels dropping massively in the physical body, and the calcification of that physical body. So we literally become statues inside of ourselves when the magnesium calcium balance is off in the physical body. Then we're becoming like living statues. That's why older folks, you know, they stiffen up, and it's like, oh god, you know, everything's getting stiff, everything's like, you know, why the old lady's bones become frail, you know, they fall over and they break their arms, and it's very difficult for those bones to heal when they're in those states. So this calcification, this living statue, this is a real problem that a lot of us are facing in the world because we've had such stressful lives. The consequence is magnesium levels reduced. So get the magnesium into the water and get that water down you. And there's specific kinds of of magnesium that would be recommended over others. And so I'm going to send out an email specifically on this magnesium subject, which is going to recommend you know, specific magnesium kinds of magnesium to be taking. Yeah, so I'll send that out real soon, so don't worry about that. And we'll be doing more on this subject. Brother Jared, who's here at Noni Land right now, I'm going to set him up so he can do his own little webcast, and we're going to make that, you know, available on the website, so you're going to get all this stuff. Yeah, should we have another breath? The most important thing is the certainty, the nishchay. You need to be rock solid inside on one thing, the singularity, the oneness. No matter what, you might not be able to communicate it in words. You might not be able to ever, you know, really conceptualize about it. But that knowingness exists inside of you already. It's not something you have to add in there. It's not something you have to build. It already exists inside of you because it is you. It goes with the deal. You know who you are. You know what your relationship to life is. You know. So it's uncovering the knowingness, which is an act of surrender. Remember that. It's surrender, 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 surrender. Just maintain a constant attitude of surrender within. Because it's always what you are becoming aware of is always increasing. It's always becoming more and more amazing, more and more wonderful. What you're becoming aware of inside of yourself. Your attitude for that is just total trust, love-filled surrender, pure compassion, tenderness, beauty. It's your love affair, the ultimate love affair. That's why we call it the greatest love story that's ever been told. It is the greatest love story that's ever been told. As your awareness of and relationship to that experience increases, something wonderful occurs. And as that something wonderful occurs, you become more and more and more in touch with who you truly are. So you become more and more solid inside yourself. And the things that are wobbling around on the outside, that are fluctuating all the time, have less and less and less power over you. So the whole world, the whole modern civilization, you know, the whole system can appear to be going to hell, and all kinds of the most radical stuff ever is going down right on your doorstep. But you, miraculously, are experiencing deeper and deeper and deeper levels of peace. You're feeling better and better and better, more comfortable with it all. And it all comes through this internal orientation, this equanimity, this zero point. And that's why you need to practice, 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 over and over and over and over and over the establishment of this experience within you. So let's just tap into the stillness right now. Nobody send me any chats. Just look into this screen. Look into this screen. Keep your eyes on me. But attempt to stay wholly focused within yourself. So you become aware of your internal geometry, how that feels. Your breath. master is that equanimity, that poise. No matter what your mind's doing, dropping deeper and deeper into your heart space and offering that heart like a cup, like a grail. Just through your internal orientation, breathing the love and breathing the light, breathing the living presence, which is closer to you than you are. It's nearer to you than you are. It's there all the time. It doesn't wobble around. It never goes away. It doesn't change its form. It just is. It's so easy. It's so simple. And the opposite of that is all of this, you know, animation and constant agitation and information coming through different patterns, different sources, getting the mind going in this way and that. Stimulation, 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 stimulation. Movement, noise. But all of that stimulation and noise occurs superimposed within, held by this presence. And it's not a mental presence, it's a soul presence. So you need to understand that there's something there all the time that is exactly what you're looking for. It has the answer to every single conceived, imagined, or real problem that you might be facing, challenge, everything. And it's going to give you those answers through illumination. Or it's going to magnetize your field with the power to attract someone who's going to bring the answer. Are you going to hear it? Or through some synchronicity? Are you going to find it through some synchronicity? That presence is who you truly are. You are born from it. You are one with it. And the only thing that's happened in the world is that we've ignored that. We've forgotten that. And there's a variety of reasons being presented in the world why that may be. One of the most amazing being that our genetic spacesuits, our biology, has been engineered by combining the DNA of cosmic beings, beings from another world, with human DNA and even animal DNA. And so we get a sort of a part animal, part human, part cosmic consequence that is a little schizophrenic, a little neurotic, a little out of center, a little confused, a little frightened, a little destructive, a little survival oriented. And that human flux still contains the consciousness, the living stream of life, which is what you eternally are. So if you identify with that, I am the eternal flow, I am the stream of consciousness within that biology, I am the spark of light that's bringing life and animating that biology, even if that biology was put together by extraterrestrials, who cares? It's all a wonder. It's wondrous, you know, it's a wonder, it's amazing, it's the best news ever, I don't care, good. All of that means that I'm more and more amazing, that life is more and more amazing. But as we tap into the fuel that no one in the outside world can manipulate, that can tap into, as we tap into the source of ourselves, our true inner nature, what happens is we shift the genetics and the DNA of that biology, no matter what, how it's been engineered, what they've done to it, and what they're still continuing to do to it, it doesn't matter. And when you really look at these strategies that are being played out by the Illuminati and the governments and all the rest of it, what you find is that all of their strategies, chemical in the water, poisonous chemicals in the water, poisonous chemicals in the air, poisonous chemicals and metals in the air, water, and vaccines, poisonous chemicals in the food, poisonous chemicals and metals in the fuel that is all the cars are burning, all of the electromagnetic and frequency vibrations that are a distortion from the cell phones to the microwaves to all the rest of the stuff, the HARP technology that's sending funny vibrations into the atmosphere, all of that stuff is just to disrupt the energy field, the patterns of energy that are interfacing to create that geometry and provide that experience of what it means to be human in the world, so that the consciousness, the living stream, the harmony within it, is not aware of who it is, not experiencing its true inner nature. And so the whole game of life right now is like compressing, you know, talk about fast forward, extreme initiation. Here we all are, awakening to who and what we are, and not only on the theoretical, philosophical level, but actually being challenged to express that, to embody that on the playing fields of life in 3D, to actually bring that awareness, bring that spiritual experience through the biology, through the different levels of the biology, the emotional body, the psyche, to affect all those different levels of vibration, so that we transcend all the negative chemical impact, all the negative gas and toxicity impact, so we become immune and invulnerable, immortal, indestructible in this world where we are being attacked from every conceivable angle. That's the opportunity for us. This is David meets Goliath. So this is a big thing we're talking about here. This ain't no little thing. So in order to move forward for that, we better be rock solid in terms of our faith. And that solidity of that faith comes through knowing who you are, which comes through going within, going within, going within, and just offering yourself with that certainty to the light, to the living love, to the living God. And as we do that, it flows into our biology, and then we just apply these simple protocols to support that. Good water, breathing, lots and lots of breathing, exercise, plenty of good exercise. It's very important to pump it up. The body is like a skin bag. It has a certain pounds per square inch, a healthy body, which deflates as we get unhealthier and or older. And so we need to pump it up. Pump it up. Cardiovascular exercise, anaerobic training, Kapalabhati, the breath of fire, pump it up, pump it up, pump it up. Oxygenate everything. Oxygen provides fire. It provides heat. It incinerates all toxicity, pathogens, microbes, bacteria, and viruses. Everything, all of that shit just gets incinerated. So pump it up. Get that cardiovascular stuff going. You know, do stuff that gets your heart and lungs pumping. And get into that kind of exercise. It's so good for you, and it's very, very important. What I realize is that the more I train, like I've been surfing every day now for the last week and a half or something, you know, every day, full on surf sessions, which is like a cross between a marathon and a heavyweight boxing title fight. You know, it's extremely physical, and you know, you take a lot of knocks when you're surfing big waves. I'm in Hawaii here at the tail end of winter, and there's some serious juice coming through still. So but what I find is the more I do it, the better it makes me feel in terms of allowing me to integrate stuff. You know, there's so much that the soul is working out through the physical body, that when we train the physical body, when we exercise the physical body, it just flushes it all through. I noticed yesterday, I was a little bit tired yesterday. I'd had a really, really big session the day before. The waves were very big. The current was very strong. And we definitely took a few good slammings out there. And that was the day before yesterday. So my body was kind of tired. I was a little flat. I didn't rest on the weekend. I surfed every day. And but yesterday the call was on and we went for it. And it was a very demanding session in terms of how much paddling I had to do and how many calories I had to burn, and you know, just really what I had to give in order to, you know, to really enjoy the session. And but I felt so good today, like something's really moved through, you know. So we cycle stuff through, we process stuff through. You can, you know, gardening, you know, like hard physical work, that's about the best exercise there is, stuff like that. Just train, you know, get out hiking. I was running up the mountains just about every day last week, just running up them like Superman, just like bounding to the top of these things, just feeling so good and so alive, because you're letting the infinite and the eternal, the living truth, the living God, come flooding through your physiology, you know. And we're going into matrix possibilities, you know. We're going to be challenged, you know. My words, it's up to you. You are going to be initiated through the most extreme challenge that your imagination can contain. So just think about what that is, the way your mind is blown. Your mind is open. If you're tuning into Nick Good and David Wolf stuff, your mind is blown and open. So you're moving forward into life, and life is coming to meet you very, very swiftly, and you're going to be challenged with the most extreme initiation that your imagination can contain, because you're bringing it on. If your mind is that blown, it is that open, and you are invoking this quality and nature of experience to you, it's coming. But the way it's coming, in terms of whether it's a positive or a negative, it's up to you. So it could steamroll you with a negative outcome in just being overwhelmed by the negative manifestation of the equivalence of your blown imagination. And that will be guaranteed horrific with a capital H. Or let's flick it to its other side, a positive manifestation of the same horror and the same wonder that you contain within you, except it's on a positive. And that's where we start looking at matrix possibilities, of interstellar possibilities, a healthy, positive, extraterrestrial and ultra-terrestrial beings that are here for our upliftment, angelic possibilities, super advanced immortal yogi superhero possibilities, you know. So you choose how this is going to unfold for yourself. But I'm telling you, and it's not just me that's telling you, the writing's on the wall, the prophets have been singing it for a long time, the shamans, the indigenous cultures, everyone that's tuned in, even in the Bible, the book of Revelations, is saying, hey, heavy, heavy, heavy shit is coming down, and you better be ready for this initiation. And it can lift you up in the most extraordinary wonder, an experience of divine love, an experience of sublime bliss, and you can access that experience right now. All you're going to do is tune into it, tap into it, yeah. But if you ignore it, then you are going to be dragged kicking and screaming through an initiatory process that has the same power, but it isn't going to be something that you're going to enjoy. Yes. So let's just recap then on the biology. We're going to be sending out the biology piece. It's going to be a 200-page document with all the goodies in it. You know what to be doing in terms of your awareness and your attitude, making sure that those liquid states, intracellular and extracellular in the body, are really, really, really happy and singing. Upgrading your nutritional protocols so that you're really fine-tuning your biology. You're taking the next step, the next step, the next step forward. Now, we're all at different places in that ascension curve. We're all at different places in there. We're all in different points on the evolving spiral. And so we're not into saying, look, this is the only diet, this is the only way to eat, this is the way you've got to be doing it, there isn't another way, this is the best ever. We're not into saying that. We're into providing choices for you based on where you're at right now. If you're sick, unhealthy, and struggling in any way, shape or form, if you need cleansing, if you need detoxifying, then the biology of peace is going to give you a fundamental template to move forward and experience support if you apply those strategies to move into higher levels of health. If you're already in reasonable levels of health, then it's going to supply you with strategies and principles and an understanding of how your biology works, how consciousness and biology interface, and what you can do to support an ever-ascending experience. And if you're in high levels of health, then it's going to give you some inside information on just fine-tuning that and how you can move forward there. So trust your inspiration, trust your intuition, trust yourselves, and get more and more and more into that deeper connection with who you truly are, so that you become more and more and more the living embodiment of the living, eternal, infinite truth. Does that sound like the best idea ever? Yes, 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 yes. So, any little questions we want to finish on, just to round it all up? If you have any questions whatsoever, just fire them through. Wonderful. You are so welcome. Yay. So there we have the completion of the health protocols in the superhero training. I'm sure it's getting clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer for us all. It's so, so simple. So simple. Yeah, you still set your consultancy up. Just send us an email and we'll lock that in. So be gentle with yourselves. Lots of tenderness and mercy towards yourself. Move out of the judgment. What's good and appropriate and necessary in terms of nutritional protocols for you today might not be good and appropriate and necessary for you tomorrow. It might not be good and appropriate and necessary for somebody else today or tomorrow. So we have to be really gentle with ourselves, very, very honest, and apply this formula of you know, whatever you're moving through, just keep it moving. You know, we're constantly cycling stuff through. What we've done, here's Brother Michael now, he's just going to come and say hi-de-hi as we wrap up. What we're doing as we, as superheroes, is we cycle stuff through. You know, one week there might be an emphasis on a certain kind of nutritional protocols. A week after that, there's nothing like that going on at all. You know, cycle stuff through, you know, be versatile, allow yourself the freedom to experience whatever it is you love and enjoy and you feel is appropriate now, and just don't get hung up on anything, and that'll do the world of good. And as long as it's all coming into that mix of the awareness and the attitude of that amazing superhero consciousness, that connection with the divine through the grace, then it's just going to blend perfectly alchemically inside of you, and you are going to experience such huge benefits from that. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Someone says, I've got a big purple and blue light shining with gold and white. Isn't that gorgeous? Let's see what Brother Michael's shining with over here, shall we? Come on, snuggle up, mate, because this is a tiny little camera angle right there. Look at this little angel.
Hello. Yes, what a joy. Just returned from India. I'm still feeling slightly sleepy. been a beautiful trip, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. And what are we talking about next week? Are we on to the next phase?
I think it's
phase?
Yeah, we're definitely on to the next phase.
We're on to the vision,
plan,
living
action,
living your dreams.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be awesome,
awesome.
So everyone, we've just been sharing awesome drishti and meditation,
wonderful.
Communion, yeah. So we'd love it. Brother Michael's just come back from India, from 5 weeks in India, absolutely powering himself up spiritually. So just have a good look into this screen. Michael's shining yellow, gold and indigo, divine wisdom. Yeah, just have a good look into this screen and just get into that heart space and just giving so much thanks for these experiences that we're sharing and the consciousness that we're sharing, and just take a little sakash from Brother Michael here and Uncle Nick. Wonderful. Okay.
Ah, yes.
So many blessings, you guys.
I just wanted to mention something for next week. I'd like you to listen to, there's an audio file I did about living your dreams. I think it's on the bonus section. And we're going to talk a bit more about that next week. So if you listen to that this week, then that'll be good preparation for you, just to think about a few things and to consider some of these, how to get on your mission, you know. So get yourself prepared, do that homework, just listen to that file, it's only about 30 minutes. And I'll speak to you soon.
Wonderful.
Lots of love to everyone.
And then Uncle Nick's homework is do the heart and soul meditation. Do the heart and soul meditation. And if you're, you know, whatever your favorite meditation is, whether it's the heart and soul or some of Brother Michael's, or the five sense, whatever it is, just turn up the heat a little bit with that. Just practice that a little bit more every day and just really get into it, really get into it. Because this spiritual practice is the core of everything. It's like 99.9% of the solution is you coming into the spiritual power of your own beingness.
Yeah.
So yeah, just practice.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Lots of love.